Okay, Alpha P. We're finishing with the Kaddish now. This is very interesting, this Chav Beis. Alpha P. Shamiris Kaddish, but Tfilas Mayus Lavas, even though saying Kaddish and Tfilas helps for the parents who have been Nifter, that's not the Iker. The main thing is that they should go in the straight ways. That's how they be mezaka the avos. I said, now this is Aramaic. Ben Yechamed Av. It says that a son has to respect his father or honor his father. K'mod da'at Omar, like it says, kabedas avich v'simecha. U'kmo mechilta u'mishtayra. And in the mechilta u'mishtaya is the mechilta says. It explains ubakayla. It has to do with drinking, with meaning. I'm sorry, I touched that totally wrong. It means that you mechabed your parents with food and drink. I'm gonna if I have to pronounce it with the nekudas and then it sounds weird, but a kulahai and all this, with all this, the chay of this chayabe. That's what you to do when he's alive. Basar demis, what happens? How do you honor parents once they die? Itaimaha potterhu. If you say that you're potter, because that's it, the father's no longer alive, the parents are no longer alive. Right? Lavahi, that's not true. I'm sorry that I lost the place. What did I say? Basar demis, after he dies, itaimaha potterhu. If you say he's potter, lavahi, that's not true. The afaga. The myth that even though he died, is chayav bikara yatu. You even chayav to be to honor him even more. It says to be mechaved, your father. That if the son goes in a bad way, talk from takala, that's embarrassing his father. And that's going to be embarrassing for the father in the next world. But if he goes in the proper way, and he fixes his avoda, that is going to give honor to his father. And it's going to be oiker him in this world amongst people too, meaning people that see, oh, you know, this guy's son, look, he's got good sons, right? And then in the next world, he'll also get nachs. And then Hashem is going to have pity on him. It's
halacha or mussar?
It's halacha because you have to behave yourself.
Okay.
Baruch Hashem, your parents are alive, right? But this is for they should stay like that forever. Right, but I'm saying, but not. He's telling you how to behave so that. But yeah, we also see that the kitzur does sprinkle in mussar here and there, right? And he's going to put him in a place that has a chosh of a spot because his kids. Ad kan lashoni. That's the lashon of the zayar, right? What a person should do is he should command his kids to be machzik and a mitzvah. Meaning, let's say the father says, I want you to be makbid on achnasas archim. So if you do the achnasas archim, then it's a bigger schus for the neshama than even more than kaddish. And this is a takana toiva for somebody who only has boys and not and only has girls and not boys. A lot of times girls ask, what can they do on their father's yard side? Because they don't say kaddish, they don't daven for the omer. So if they do a mitzvah that the father wanted them to do, that's a way to get an ilui for the neshama. Okay. Simon Chav Zayin. A lot of this, the truth is, David, this one also continues with the Musar. Hilchos Talma Torah. Right? So Achar HaTfila, Yikva Eish Lilma Torah. After davening, doesn't say before davening, it says after davening. You should be kaveya time to learn. But Tzara Shoy says, Eish Yia Kavu, and has to be set. You cannot pass over this Seder, even if you think you're going to make a lot of money. But if you have to do something really important, Oy halacha achas. At least learn one pasuk, one halacha. V'yasem mashen nachutz loy, and then do what's important. V'acharkach yashen chukai, and then finish your chayk, which is your set amount of time to learn. Right. So we'll be mekayim this 10 o'clock. Kitzur shulchan aruch time. V'ktsas geilas kedoshis, nesiastu cheres kedoshis. Many holy places, some holy places make a holy cherulumai Torah barabim miyad lachat tefila. They learn Torah barabim immediately after tefila. V'yeshu chol yorah shemayim l'schaber aleim. And everybody should connect with them. Beis kolish yisrael chayv lo my Torah. Everybody in Klal Yisrael chayv to learn Torah. Bein ani, bein asher, bein shalim, begufay, bein bal yisurin, bein bacher, bein zaken gadol. Afilo ani hamachzer al psachim. Even the poorest person chayv lekvay leisman letam b'Torah v'yayim uvelayla. Shenemar v'gisa v'yayim uvelayla. You have to learn in the morning and at night. Right. Let's say you don't know how to learn, which I don't think we have nowadays because we have so much access to English and shiurim and whatever
it is. Read your halacha text.
Or halacha text. That's the point. That's why it goes out at night. That's why it goes out at night. Then what you should do is you should support others that learn. And then when you support somebody in learning, it'll be as if you learn. Which is that Zvulun v'Yisachar also shutfis. They made a partnership. Zvulun also b'schayra v'hispik li'Yisachar parnasasai. Zvulun was busy with schayra and he gave parnasa to Yisachar. She like pnai lasik b'tayra should be available to learn tayra. So meaning he couldn't learn. Doesn't say that Zvulun couldn't learn, but he supported Yisachar. I never understood this exactly. You put Zvulun first because the only way Yisachar was able to learn was because of Zvulun. Okay, why don't you put Yisachar first? Because Zvulun would have no schusim unless Yisachar learned. So I don't know. V'chein matzino v'mishnah Shimon Achi Azaria Omer. Shimon Achi Azaria says v'nikra Shimon al shem Achiv Azaria. He was called Shimon, the brother of Azaria. All right. Why was he named after his brother? Why did he go with his brother as opposed to his father? Right? Because Azariah supported him. Azariah was busy with business. He was maspik the tzarech of Shimon, his brother, because he was Isaac Patar. And they made a tenai that there should be a chelek by Azariah b'schar limude shel Shimon and b'schar limud of Shimon. Afilu rak ma'at, and a person should strengthen himself to learn even a little bit. B'chol yom v'chol laila, everybody. Basically saying, even if you're supporting somebody in learning, you have to learn. Everybody has a chiyuv to learn during the day and at night. Gimel, mi she'eino yachol la'asis teras hakeva, somebody who can't learn always, which is most of us. Ela shu kaveya itim l'tayra. But he has set times to learn. Yasek ve'itim alo shu kaveya l'umar halachas hashchichas. You should be learning. You should be kaveya time to learn the halachas that are common on etrachas ladas al cholish Yisrael that everybody should know about. Began by agadas and medrashim b'sifrei musar esher yisudas and ba'arei kodesh. You have to learn agadas and musar. Mimadusher Rabbi Sena zochan l'rocha shem ba'ilim lahachlish kayach yitzara because it helps you weaken the kayach yitzara. Ba'ashri mishayesh lechay kavua and praiseworthy is somebody who has a chayk. It's called chayk. People learn chayk. V'lo yavar l'umay b'sefer chayk liYisrael. It should be chayk kavua v'lo yavar, meaning you have to learn your chayk, right? Chayk li Yisrael was put together by the Arizal, and it's a daily learning of Nach, Mishnayis, Gemara, Zohar, Halacha, and Musar, which I was thinking for many of us, we do that. We do Mishnayis, we do Musar, we do Gemara, and we do Halacha. Baruch Hashem.
By the way, it's to your side of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi.
Is it?
Tonight and tomorrow, yeah.
Interesting. Right. Interesting. So anyway, so everybody should...
We're just missing the Zohar, you're saying?
We're just missing the Zohar, yeah. Well, we just got it tonight, so...
And the sushi and the poppers and anything else that we can make into a new event.
Yeah. So, Devar Yom B'Yom B'Chol HaMoysif, and anybody who adds on to a story, Moysif and Loi Toiva Min HaShemayim, then they will add on good to him from Min HaShemayim. Tarek, Shul Loimid, if somebody is learning and he needs to go outside, don't leave the sefer open because through that he forgets his learning. Hey, You have to be careful with anything you learn. This is a rough one. The Shkitzer is paskening. You have to read out loud in order to be yotze learning. Don't the Sefer Torah shouldn't be removed from your mouth. And somebody who verbalizes, then you're mekayim the mitzvah. So on the rough dafim, we should all be verbalizing. Right.
If you look at the camera, you see, I think Gershon does it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he wants to be Mekayim.
Michael Austin definitely they used to do it.
Michael Austin
always used to read the Gemara.
Yeah. It's really what should be done. But it seems like we don't pass in this. We go with the Gra. The Gra disagrees. He holds you could be Mekayim.
We're happy forgetting.
You've read. V'lechein, kol ha'amoritz mevarek birchas ha'tayra b'shachar lefnei ha'psukim. And by the way, Magid Shir has in mind to be mitzi everybody with the verbalizing, by the way, Naftali. That's the way it goes. I don't know whether it works over Zoom or Facebook, but Lifnei HaPsukim, right? Every Amorit says Birchas HaTorah before he says the Psukim.
That's why I come live.
There you go. The Chenkesh Oilel Sefer Torah is only when you go to Sefer Torah. Anybody, this is also a very important line. Anybody who's Isu B'Torah, even though he doesn't understand, machmas koitzer daitoi, because his das can't understand, yizke lavina ba'olam haba, he will be zoicha to understand it in olam haba. Right, so you may not see the peiros here, but you'll see it in the next world. That's should be a major chizik for those of us that have a hard time learning and understanding. But I think that will be a halacha text. I think it's a good one. So, yeah, maybe I'll write that up on my way home. All right. We shall stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you.